you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned in to Chosen Generation Radio. My next guest, I'm so pleased to have her, and I have the wonderful opportunity to meet her and her daughter, Bibi. We met in Virginia at an event talking about and discussing CRT and this CRT, this racist program that is now being remarketed as, I think they call it SEL now, but the bottom line of it is that it is designed to teach children that based on simply the color of your skin determines whether you are an oppressor or a victim, whether how you feel about the person that you're communicating with. Barbara from Harlem joins me. Barbara, welcome. It's so good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's always such a pleasure.
Barbara, I know, you know, your story and what you and your husband, you know, moving into the Italian neighborhood, he was in the police force, all of your personal experience, but based on everything that you have experienced in your life, did you ever imagine that the pendulum would have swung to the place where it is today?
No. I mean, when, you know, I was in school, we weren't taught to even look at the color of one's skin. You know, we celebrated the Italians. We celebrated the Jewish people. We celebrated Hispanics. It was, we celebrated people who came from Poland, all over the world, because I went to school in New York City. Nothing was based on the color of one's skin. It was just being nice and kind to one another and appreciating the different cultural differences and coming together as one. This is outrageous.
And now in New York City, in particular, it's one of the worst areas that you can imagine when it comes to race relations, when it comes to the forced vaccine situation that they're doing there in New York. Talk about what you're seeing there in New York, and then I also want to get your opinions on, I shared the video of the, he would be the nephew of George Floyd, Cortez Rice, saying that there are there are individuals in the courthouse or that were in the courthouse that were taking video and pictures of the jurors for the purpose of doxing and intimidating them and preparations for violence against these individuals if they don't convict Kyle Rittenhouse.
Well, you know, we've reached a state in America that it's very disgraceful. For people to not even respect our judicial system, I'm alarmed at that. The first thing they do is go out there and tear buildings down, tear statues down, because they want an excuse. And they always use black people as a target for them to destroy what they don't like. And they don't like how America was formed. They don't like the Judeo-Christian values that are paramount to our success. So anytime anything happens with a black person, they are a victim of racism. They are a victim of police brutality. They're always painting us as victims. You know,
yeah. Go ahead.
They're always talking about capitalism, but I don't see one of them giving away any property, emptying their bank accounts or anything. They love capitalism because it makes them rich for doing nothing but spreading propaganda, spreading ungodliness, and trying to destroy a system that has given them so much. You know, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. That's why we have to constantly stay on vigilance and fight against this madness, because that's what it is. Dog demonic madness. That's what it is. And in New York, you know, they want us to go around with masks for what? There is no scientific proof that the mask is going to do anything. So, you know, and we have some people, I've attended a few rallies that are against the New York mandate. So we'll see what happens, because we have several people who don't want to be forced to take something that they don't feel is good for their body. My body, my choice is going out of the window. Now, when they wanted to push abortion down our throat, it was my body, my choice. Now, it's, oh, mandate. You must do this, you must do that. You know, we have gone so far to the left. God help us to come back to our Judeo-Christian principles, where there is sanity, where there is righteousness, and where there is, you know, morality. We cannot let these immoral, godless people take over and control our lives.
No, and we really do need to stand up. And, you know, yes. One of the things we need to stand up against, too, I mean, there's a totality of what these individuals are doing in coming after all of the freedoms and the liberties associated with our country. The Rittenhouse case has huge implications relative to your ability to defend yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're now going to be told that, hey, wait a minute, if you try to defend yourself against rioters that are trying to attack your person, your business, even your home. Look what happened to that couple in St. Louis that came out simply on their lawn.
Yes.
When rioters came onto private property. And they simply came out with their weapons to say, hey, we're giving you warning and letting you know. Yeah.
Right.
Well, and I don't know, a lot of people don't remember, but there's a story of a man named Jake Gardner who committed suicide, okay? He was a owner of a bar in Nebraska. He was originally deemed to be not guilty and unindictable because he was defending his elderly father and himself from a crowd of rioters that busted out the windows, and there's video of it, on the front of his bar, attacked his father, attacked him, knocked him down twice. He got up, pulled his gun out, shot twice up into the air to say, hey, you know, stop, I've got a weapon, giving warning shots. And ultimately, when a person was coming after him in an attempt to potentially kill him, he shot that individual, and that individual died, and his life was saved. And yet they determined they were going to go ahead based on mob reaction, and they indicted him.
And
there was no way he was going to get a fair trial. He was a veteran. And he committed suicide.
Wow, how sad. How sad that we are stooping so low in the sewer of immorality and unrighteousness. This is not what America was built for. This is not what has made us great. All of that is totally immoral. They have the evidence, just like George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin.
Yep.
I mean, the average person, if somebody was beating your head up against the pavement, trying to get your weapon, what would you do? you would do the same thing that George Zimmerman did. And all of that unnecessary and unfair publicity, I believe it ruined his life.
I agree with you. Yep.
You know, I mean, it's so sad.
Well, and the other side to that is that Trayvon Martin, up until about 6 to 8 months before that incident happened, had been a good kid, being raised by an aunt in a stable environment, until his mother took him away from that environment, put him into a bad environment, and then he ended up over at his dad's. But at that point, he was 6 months down the road into a very, very bad situation. And that's where I come out and say, and I agree with you, Zimmerman was not the problem.
No.
Trayvon was the one who was the attacker and the aggressor.
Absolutely.
But it also needs to be a story about how Trayvon is the epitome, if you will, of what the issue is within, you know, what's happening to the black community. And it is the radical left, it is the Democratic Party that has created that situation. And when you've got guys running around taking knees and professional athletes and guys like LeBron James, what an absolute...
Oh, God, what a waste he is.
Absolute waste. Absolute waste.
Yeah.
We'll be back to talk about some of these things and more here at Children Generation Radio. My guest, Barbara from Harlem, coming up. You're listening to Children Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com. Facebook.com.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned to Chosen Generation Radio. Barbara from Harlem is with us. As Winsome Sears said, Barbara is a black female, and she has been a black female all of her life. I make that statement because, you know, two reasons. One, because I'm a white male Christian pastor, I'll be accused, of course, of having made racist statements, right? And anything that I say that doesn't go along with their woke system means that I'm a racist. And of course, they'll say that you, like Winsome, are, you know, actually a white supremacist.
Yeah.
So we
my black skin.
Yes. Yeah. So we have to. I mean, so folks, I mean, please listen to what I'm saying and think about how absolutely upside down it is. You can't really logically have discourse with someone that would make those kinds of incredulous statements.
Absolutely. They make no sense at all. You know, but I thank God my definition of who I am comes from him. I am his child, and I don't care what anyone says about me, and I don't care what they call me. Thank God, by his grace and his mercy, I am his child.
Well,
they can call me a white supremacist, and that shows you how illogical they are. There's nothing white about me. There's nothing white on me. Well, maybe my blouse. But that's it.
Well, but you know, and to speak to that too, there isn't any. It's not about the color of skin.
No, it's not.
It's about the content of character, as my friend Ward Connerly likes to say, and he was on with us yesterday.
Yes.
Folks, the point of this is too, and I've been visiting with someone about, you know, how can we make an impact, and we're looking at creating a pilot program to make an impact in inner city schools. And it has to begin, because we can't go into an inner city public school and actually address the real issue, which is identifying for these young people that they have intrinsic value, that they don't have to join these radical communist groups like the BLM or gangs like the Crips and the Bloods. They can stand proudly and tall, predicated on the fact that God created them in his image, just as he created you, as he created me, as he created our family members, as he created all of the human beings on the earth, created in his image with a purpose to love him and to love one another. And this continued hatred that is propagated and the idea of victimhood and so on, this is a big part of what is absolutely destroying our country. And it is a communist doctrine, Barbara.
It is. And another thing that I feel is destroying our country, these children being born outside of marriage.
Mm.
That is a big problem in the black community and nationwide, because the last time I looked at a statistic, they said 40% of American children are born to single-headed households. 73%+ in the black community are born without a father in the home. We need families, just like Trayvon Martin we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
What was his major problem? A broken home. We have
yes.
to start rebuilding our families. You know, when we came out of slavery, the slaves had long-term marriages. They may have jumped the broom or whatever, but they stayed together 20, 30 years raising children.
Hmm.
Our children need a mother and a father guiding them and teaching them, you know, affirming them, socializing them. That's why all of these groups, BLM and the gangs, can pick up on our children, because they don't feel like they belong. When you have children being born with no father's name on the birth certificate, that is dangerous. It's hard to tell a child how valuable you are when you don't even have parents who care.
Well, and that is something that has been going on, sadly, within the black community, that grandmothers are the ones that are raising the kids. So there's a skip in generation that becomes fairly consistent. And, you know, it is a problem that is, you know, it's off limits. You can't talk about that. Don't
Absolutely.
But it needs to be talked about.
It needs to be talked about. It needs to be preached from the pulpit.
Yep.
It needs to be, you know, it needs to be all over the place, because that, as the family goes, and somebody said this, the nation goes.
Yes.
We
yes.
need strong families. No family is going to be perfect. But at least if you have a father and a mother who are affirming you and socializing you, you know, you don't come out and into the world as damaged.
You have a the statistics prove out, the family statistics prove out that children that come from a background where there is a mom and a dad, even, you know, even in a situation, obviously there are very bad situations and we're not promoting those, except to say this, that the reason those situations are bad is because more than likely there was a bad family situation that they came out of.
Yes.
And so there is an inability to understand how to fulfill those roles. And the only place that you find that truth is in Scripture, ladies and gentlemen. The only one who can teach dads to be good dads is God. God the Father, the best parent that there is. The only one that can teach moms to be good moms is the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And good wives, loyal wives.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's the Word of God. That's it. But when we eliminate that, that's why we need God.
Yes, it is. Well, Barbara, thank you for that. It's a great place for us to close this segment. I got more, another hour straight ahead.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara, for being with me. David Shostokas joins us on the other side. We're going to look at the constitutional aspects, the congressional letter that shows Merrick Garland and the FBI using the terrorist arm of the FBI to attack parents. Back after this.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maria Bear, writer and co-host of Breakpoint This Week, your weekly conversation on news and culture from a Christian worldview perspective. I'm inviting you to join me and John Stone Street each weekend right here on this station for a 30-minute look through what's happening in our world and how we as Christians should respond with truth and love together.